Sometimes as parents, we communicate with our children in a way that discourages them from making their own choices and taking responsibility for their own action. This is called the cycle of weakening responses that was first propagated by Dr. Roger A. Allen. Riddhi Devra here, a parenting coach, and today I'm going to discuss the two kinds of weakening responses. So the first weakening response is overmanaging. Sometimes as parents, we tend to overmanage our children. We lecture them, we argue with them, we enter into verbal battles where we try to prove ourselves correct and prove them wrong. We criticize them, we make negative comments about their behavior, their character, we get mad at them. We also compare them with other children, we want them to be like someone else. We sometimes threaten them where we say that if you don't do this, you'll have to face a severe consequence. And we also nag. So all of this actually builds resentment and weakens our parent-child relationship and also discourages them from making their own choices. This also leads to the bad boy, bad girl or the good boy, good girl syndrome. So they either become very compliant or they become very rebellious. So either way, we should try and move away from overmanaging our children. Also, overmanaging our children plants messages in their heads such as, you don't think I'm good enough, you think I'm stupid, you don't trust me to finish this on my own. So it plants very negative messages in their minds. So we should try and not overmanage our children. The other kind of weakening response that I want to talk to you about is overindulging. So when we overindulge, we actually, again, discourage our children from taking responsibility for their own actions. And there are several ways in which we can overindulge as parents. We can sympathize with them. We can reward their negative behavior. We can cater to them. We fix things for them. We help them do things that they can do themselves. We rescue them. So we don't let them feel bad or we do anything to make sure that they are happy. We protect them by not exposing them to enough risk. We plead them to do things for us. We bribe them and we give in because of the constant whining and the crying, we just give in. So overindulging actually results in children who are very bossy, and in the process of trying to make them happy, we actually end up giving away our parental control. It also plants messages in their minds such as, I'm the best, I'll always get my way, he's always there to help me. So it actually discourages them from taking responsibility for their own action. So as parents, we should try and not overmanage our children. We should try and not overindulge. So we should give them enough space and we should let them take responsibility for their own action. And in my next audio, I'll be talking about the method of communication that can actually help parents encourage children to take responsibility for their actions. So thank you for listening. Have a good day.